Bro. Welcome back to another episode of When the Bell Tolls with Big Cuz. Today's episode, we're going to be talking about who needs who more. Does CM Punk need AEW more, or does AEW need CM Punk more? Now, this all started with when there were talks of adding the third show, AEW Collision, and CM Punk would be the main star for Collision. That would be his show, a lot like back in the day, SmackDown was The Rock's show. And then we got, all of a sudden, we were ready for an announcement, and Punk's name wasn't mentioned. You had stars like Powerhouse Hobbs, Andrade, Thunder Rosa, Keith Lee, that were mentioned as the headline stars. Kind of throws everybody for a loop. And then we find out that a lot of this talked about contract talk involving Ace Steele. You know, the guy that was fired when all this crap with the Elite happened last year. And here we are, all this time later, trying to figure out, does AEW bring Punk back? Or does Punk even go back? We've seen Punk make appearances in New Japan. He's been backstage at WWE. It's just, where does Punk go? And you have to think about it. The fans, for almost a decade, any wrestling show, chanted CM Punk. That's what the fans wanted. They wanted to see the man who was wronged by Vince McMahon and passed over time and time again. They wanted to see him return. And when he did, it was massive. He won a couple world titles. Granted, he got hurt after both of them, had to, you know, vacate or just lost the belt. Then we had the issue with the Elite, where he hasn't been seen since last summer. That's a problem. That is a huge, huge problem. You've got the backbone of your organization fighting with a star that the fans have wanted forever. Who do you satisfy? The fans or your talent? And that's where Tony Khan has to figure out where to draw the line. Does AEW and him need Punk more than Punk needs them? I don't know. I think Punk needs AEW. For a decade, he was pretty well, you know, UFC, MMA, didn't do a whole lot. And AEW built itself from the, well, I say ground up. They used established stars, Cody, Young Bucks, Omega, Moxley, Jericho, and helped build that up. Punk just added to that. It wasn't like they built the show on the back of CM Punk. They built the show on the back of the Elite. Punk was an added bonus, but it was a bonus that Punk needed. He needed AEW more than I think he will ever realize, or more than the fans will ever realize. I think the fans needed Punk back. I think the wrestling world needed Punk back so the CM Punk chants would stop. But they haven't stopped, and that's fine, because Punk's a great wrestler, but it's his attitude that causes a lot of problems. And that's, once again, where they have to figure out, is his attitude worth his work? Is the great work he does in the ring worth the attitude and the hostility he brings backstage? That's not my decision to make. As a fan, you can see it and go, let's see, who would I much rather have? The Young Bucks, Omega, you know, Jericho, Hangman, or CM Punk? You know, the gavel's got to swing towards the Elite and Jericho. But I'm not the guy who signs their paychecks. I'm not the guy who tells people what to put on TV. I'm not a sponsor. I'm just this, you know, one guy who has a podcast. That's it. My opinion means jack shit. Contrary to some people on the internet who think that, you know, just because we predict one thing on a current show that we're trying to, you know, be Nostradamus out here. But no, does Punk need AEW? Absolutely. Does AEW need Punk? Yes, if they want to make Collision work and debut it in Chicago, which we'll find out tonight on Dynamite where it's going to debut, which should be Chicago, you need CM Punk to make that big show work. You absolutely do. I mean, look at WCW. They used the homegrown talent from that area when they started. And that helped. You built, you know, something in Georgia built off the back of Bill Goldberg. And that was, you know, granted later on in WCW, but still, he helped build that. And it was, that's when I think of WCW, I think of Atlanta. I think of Bill Goldberg. I think of Sting. That's who I think of. I think AEW, I think Omega, the Young Bucks, Jericho, Moxley. Punk's name does not ring that bell. Can it? Sure. But will it? I don't know. But this is the second time I've recorded this whole body part. Because the first time I said, do they need him? Well, then you go check Twitter. It appears he's good to go for Collision. So it appears that both need each other. Where Punk needs AEW and AEW needs Punk. And that's perfectly fine. Just see how this works. I wish nothing but the best for either one of them. I love watching their product. Do I think a third show is a mistake? Absolutely. I do. Build up the two shows you have. Keep working with Ring of Honor. That could have been your third show. But when the people who run your TV show say, hey, we need a third show, money talks, y'all. Money talks. I mean, WWE's failed before with their third shows. WCW failed with Thunder. I mean, we had the power plant. It wasn't pretty. And it works if you're established. I don't know how well Collision's going to go because you watch Rampage. And a lot of people know what happens on Rampage after Dynamite because they film a lot of it the same night. And those people just don't tune into Rampage. But we'll see. So once again, the question on the table. Does Punk need AEW more, or does AEW need CM Punk more? And remember, when the bell tolls, the match is over.